Well, let's talk to Chris Ribbins, who's from Rail Futures, the campaign for better rail services. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's extraordinary that this, we didn't know anything about this Interrail scheme going off. It went off, a big outcry about it. Transport Secretary intervenes. What a surprise. It's all back on. But would it have been a terrible disaster if we had opted out?
Well, I'll tell you, the one positive side is obviously there's a lot of publicity. Most people would probably not even realise that this ticket exists. It's available for youngsters, adults, pay a bit more, and even over 60s can get a good discount and travel on railway. So as a UK person, you can travel over to Europe from ferries or on the Eurostar, and then travel around countries at your leisure. And obviously, it brings tourists into the country as well.
Because, yeah, they know that they've got that pass. Well, hey, you know, we may as well go there. Our pass covers that country.
Well, yeah, you have to say where you're going to, what country you're leaving from and returning to. But then once you've left your country, yeah, you're free to travel around, sometimes with a little supplement on the high-speed trains. But it's a complex ticket, but it's a wonderful cost saving and a way to see Europe.
Well, I mean, EU tourists would have been forced to pay an extra £100 for an extra rail pass if they wanted to include the UK, if they were doing a sightseeing trip around Europe. And I've done one. I went around, you know, France, Austria, Germany, Switzerland. I've travelled all the way around and had a wonderful time on the trip. Again, did it very cheaply. But why? What was the reason? Why did UK's rail delivery group want to opt out anyway? What was it? Was it a cost issue? What was the issue?
It seemed to be a bit vague on particularly, it appears not to be linked with the B word. This is a decision they took that would have taken effect from, I believe it was January. I haven't seen any real publicity of why it happened. But as I say, I mean, I'm glad it's got a lot of publicity and people now know it exists and would look at investigating all the benefits you can get from it online or you've been giving them a ring.
I have to say, I must confess, having done it myself back in 30 plus years ago, Chris, let's not go into too much detail there. I hadn't realised it was still going. So I think it's just absolutely wonderful. Again, a lot of young people realising it's still there. Chris Ribbins from Rail Futures, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's 9:58.